Chapter 10. Ali Baba is rich. So Khaled and Marjana got married. Many people came to the wedding. Most of them were friends and neighbours of Ali Baba. At the wedding feast, one of the guests said to Ali Baba, "Marjana is a beautiful girl, but isn't it a little strange for a rich man like your son to marry a servant girl?" Before Ali Baba replied, another guest said, "Marjana may be a servant girl, but she is also clever, loyal and kind. A young man could not wish for a better wife. Khaled is lucky to have her." Ali Baba smiled to himself and took another sweet pastry. At last, he was a happy man. The family lived happily for many months. Khaled worked in his carpet shop, and the three women looked after the house. Ali Baba no longer worked as a woodcutter, because there was still some gold left. But he often thought about the 40 thieves and the treasure in the cave. Was the treasure still there? A year after the wedding, Ali Baba was sitting on a stool outside his house. It was a cool evening, and he was watching the people go by. "Look at all the men and women who live in this town," he said to himself. "There could be other thieves among them. I know that 40 thieves are dead, but could there be more of them? They might still be stealing gold and jewels and hiding them in the cave. I have not got much gold left, and I would like some more," he thought. "I think I will go to the cave and have a look around." Later, as they ate their supper, Ali Baba told his wife about his plan. "I will go tomorrow at sunrise," he said. "I will take my donkeys with me."
"But you may be in danger," said his wife. "Perhaps there are more than 40 thieves. They will have swords and daggers. They will kill you if they see you."
"I will be all right, my dear," Ali Baba said. "Don't worry about me."
"Let Khaled go with you," pleaded his wife.
"Khaled is busy working in his carpet shop," replied Ali Baba. "I will go to the cave alone, just as I did the first time." The next morning, Ali Baba rose early and went to put the baskets on his three donkeys. Then he said goodbye to his family and set off to the forest. When he arrived at the big grey rock, he stopped and looked around him. He saw the tall tree where he had hidden on the day that he first found the cave. He listened carefully. There were no horses' hooves or wild cries. He saw nothing to worry him. So he breathed deeply and walked up to the big grey rock. Then he said the password, "Open sesame!" The door in the rock slowly opened, and Ali Baba went inside. He saw the place where he had found Kasim's body. Ali Baba shivered and looked away. He walked further into the cave. The cave was still full of treasure. Gold and silver bars, coins, rings and bracelets, crowns, necklaces, silver goblets. The only things missing were the rolls of coloured silk. Ali Baba thought for a moment. "Khaja Hussein," he said to himself. "The leader of the thieves pretended to be a silk merchant and a friend of my son. He filled his shop with rolls of brightly coloured silk. They came from this cave." Ali Baba looked around at all the treasure. "No one has been here for a long time," he thought. "I think all the thieves are dead now.
This treasure is all mine. So he picked up some of the bags of gold coins and a few gold bars. Then he added some jewellery and some silver goblets. These goblets will look very smart on our table, he thought. My wife will like them. Ali Baba took the treasure out of the cave and loaded it into the 6 baskets on the backs of the donkeys. That's enough, for now, he said to himself. I don't want to be greedy. Then he went back to the cave and said the password. Close Sesame! The heavy door closed, and the rock looked just like any other. As the sun went down and the sky behind the tall tree turned deep purple, Ali Baba and his donkeys set off for home. The treasure lasted for another year. By this time, Marjana and Khaled had a baby boy, and Ali Baba decided to share the secret of the cave with his son. You are a father now, Khaled, he said. There is something I want to show you, something important. You know that I have some gold and that I got it from a group of thieves. They were the men who wanted to kill me.
Yes, father, replied Khaled.
My clever Marjana killed them, and I know that the gold made you rich. Yes, it has, said Ali Baba. But now I have spent most of it, and I want to get some more. I want to take you to the cave full of gold, Khaled. One day, you or your son may need to know where it is.
Thank you, father, replied Khaled. I am glad you told me. I wondered where the gold came from.
The next day, the two men made the journey to the forest and went to the cave with Ali Baba's 3 donkeys. Then Ali Baba said the password. Open Sesame! The stone door opened slowly. Then Ali Baba and his son went in. The cave was still full of treasure. All the gold and silver and the beautiful jewels glittered and shone in the light from the hole in the roof. Khaled stared at it.
I can't believe it, he cried. There is so much treasure.
No one has been here for a whole year, said Ali Baba as he looked around the cave. We will be quite safe. The two men picked up just enough treasure to fill the 6 baskets and set off for home.
Thank you for telling me your secret, father, said Khaled when they were back with their family. When my son is old enough, I will tell him about the treasure and take him to the cave.
Ali Baba laughed. Yes, he replied. And he will tell his son. The family of Ali Baba will never be poor again.